Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Trevor here, writer and producer of The Sheridan Tapes. Just popping in before the first part of our season 2 finale with a quick reminder that our sister podcast, Tales of the Echo Wood, is currently crowdfunding on Kickstarter. The show is a 10-part fantasy storytelling anthology written by myself and starring Sam Taylor, our brilliant Dr. Ren Park, with all new original music by our incredible composer, Jesse Hagen. We've got some great rewards for our backers, and trust me, you won't want to miss out on what's in store for this series. Check it out now at echowoodpod.com. The Kickstarter campaign runs now until August 12th, 2021 at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Before we get started, this episode contains depictions and discussions of grief and loss, brief depictions of psychological torture, strong language, and loud noises, including screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Keep it down, Russell. It's 3 in the goddamn morning.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Who is that? What time is it?
I was just going to
check. What the hell's going on out here? Who's Russell barking at?
What do you all think I'm trying to check? Everyone get back in your rooms before whoever's out there hears you.
Right.
Sorry, Jerry. Just get him to be quiet.
Maria.
Fine.
God, how on earth did I end up babysitting? Jeez. I'm coming. Rob, what's going on?
Sorry. No, I know it's late, but is Bill here?
Bill, no, he... Why would he be here?
I'm sorry, Jerry, but he told me that Sam and Kate and Maria are here, and then he left the house, and I haven't seen him in hours, and I'm worried.
It's okay, Jerry. You can let him in.
Sam?
Yeah. Come on. Russell? Be nice. It's just Rob, everyone. You can come out now.
Wait, it's who?
Bill's boyfriend. He's here.
I'm so glad you're okay, Sam.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. You too. Look, what happened? Where's Bill?
I don't know. He came home upset, and then he told me everything. He finally decided he was going to quit the department, and then I asked him to go get some more tomato sauce, but after that he just...
No.
Sam? Is everything okay?
No. No, it isn't.
What is it? What are you saying?
Rob, you might want to sit down.
Just tell me, okay?
I think you went to confront Morrison. Alone.
Holy shit.
No.
What does that mean? Did Morrison...
I don't think so. But he wouldn't let him go. Not if he realizes what Bill knows.
Then where is he?
Best guess? Same place Morrison keeps everyone else he wants to hide.
We don't know that, Sam. He could have just...
No, I think we do. Morrison took Bill to the facility. And we have to get him back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, this is Sam Bailey recording on November 8th, 2019 at 8 a.m. Maria Soule, Kate Sheridan, Jerry Price, and Robert Quincy in attendance. At approximately 6 p.m. on November 7th, Bill Tyler left the residence he shares with Mr. Robert Quincy, presumably to confront Chief Edgar Morrison of the Oslo County Police Department. He has now been missing for nearly 14 hours, and all attempts to make contact have failed. Does that sound about right, Rob?
What? Yeah. It was more like 4:30, maybe 4:45. I can't remember.
Right. Is there anything else you can remember him saying before he left? Anything that might help us find him?
Not really. We were both having a bit of a fight, and then we both calmed down. I can't remember most of what we said. He said he'd be right back.
Maria, have you been able to find anything online? Social media, phone calls, IMs, anything like that?
Not really. Looks like he has a pretty active Twitter, but he stopped posting completely at the end of last week. Last post was about going out to karaoke with...
Yeah, that was us. He and I and Ned, DeWitt.
Oh.
Anything else you can find? What about his phone?
What about it?
Can you, I don't know, track his location?
How the hell would I do that?
I don't know, I just thought...
Just because I know my way around a computer doesn't mean I'm some kind of hacker. You may as well ask Kate.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Sorry, just thought I'd ask. So, in the absence of any evidence to the contrary, we can assume that Morrison captured Bill and took him to the underground facility outside Oslo, right?
Should we really jump to that conclusion? Maybe Morrison took him somewhere else. Or maybe he wasn't captured at all. Oh, could he be hiding at that cabin you stayed at, Sam?
No, not really.
Why not?
We kind of, burned it to the ground when we left.
Really?
Trust me, no one's going to miss that place. And I don't think Bill would want to stay there even if he could.
Okay, is there anywhere else he might be hiding? Rob, any ideas?
I don't think so.
Even if he does, we have to get inside that facility sooner or later.
Agreed?
I guess.
I really don't think that's a good idea, Sam.
Well, yeah, it probably isn't, but we don't have much of a choice, do we? We have to get Bill out of there.
If he's even there.
And if Morrison doesn't already know you're here.
Shit, he's right. How do we know Bill doesn't tell him where we are?
He wouldn't do that.
We know he wouldn't normally, but... well...
Well what?
Morrison could threaten him for the information. Or you. Or he might just go straight to... Besides, the first time we ran into DeWitt, he was able to manipulate our perceptions. Make us see things that weren't there. He could find a way to trick Bill into telling him. Maybe even read his thoughts directly.
Wait, he can do that?
I don't know. Maybe. I know that I can sense emotions, and I've just started figuring this stuff out. DeWitt's had more than 1,000 years of practice. Who knows what he's capable of? But yes, Jerry's right. We can't assume we're safe here anymore. Our best defense has to be a strong offense.
What offense? All we can do is, what, get Bill out of there and then find somewhere else to hide?
We could blow the facility, rig a few charges, set a long timer, and then just...
Sam, last time you tried that, you had access to a police armory, remember? Where exactly are we supposed to get plastic explosives?
Oh, right. Shit.
Wait, that's your problem with this plan?
Kate?
We can't just go in there and start killing people.
Not people, just Morrison.
What the hell are you even saying right now?
Kate, it was just an idea. Let's move on.
No, let's not move on. There are people trapped in those cages, right? People that Morrison is holding there against their will. What happens to them?
Kate's right. Besides, it's just the three of you. You can't go in guns blazing and expect to win. You need to be smart about this. Smarter than Morrison.
Just the three of us? What about you and Bob?
I said I'd let you stay here, not that I help you fight Morrison. And Rob is, well, he's in no shape to deal with this right now.
I want to help.
No. Jerry's right. You'll help everyone most by just keeping yourself safe.
And you've already done more than enough letting us stay in your home, Jerry. We can't ask you for any more than that.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, that's just great. So now we're down to a CPA, an ex-detective with superpowers that may or may not work, and a film school grad. How the hell are we supposed to pull this off?
Let's think it through. What do we know about this place?
Bill said it was all underground, right? And there was a tunnel running to the central chamber and a couple of passages connected to it.
Okay, good. What else? Jerry?
He said the tunnel looked like it used to be some kind of vehicle access. 2 lanes, so about 20 feet wide. 18 if it was a tight squeeze. There must be records of when and how it was built somewhere.
Good call, Jerry. He said there were electronics down there, too. Lights, at least, and most likely the cages as well. We should be able to figure out where that power's coming from, right?
Not necessarily. Morrison could have a power source down there. A diesel generator, most likely. Old bunkers like that were usually designed to be self-sufficient.
Scratch that idea then. But we've got a good start here. Maria, you were the only one besides Bill who's been out there. Do you remember anything else about the tunnels?
No. I didn't go down there with Anna. That's how I managed to get away from Morrison in the first place.
Did Anna say anything about it that you can remember? Anything that might help?
Of course she didn't. She didn't even tell me she was going into the tunnels.
Well, is there anything you do know about this place?
The only thing I know is that Anna was killed the moment she set foot down there. That's it. So forgive me if I don't feel terribly optimistic about our chances.
Excuse me, Kurt.
Shit. I better check if he's okay.
I should go call Peter.
And I need some fresh air.
I guess we're taking a break now. We'll come back in a few minutes.
Hey there, Katie. morning.
Good morning to you, too.
It's not too early, is it?
No.
It's later there. I forgot. Sorry, is Andrew up yet?
Yeah, he's off to preschool already. They had a field trip today, so I had to get him there early. Listen, is everything okay? You sound a little... I don't know.
Me? No, I'm fine. It's just... I just wanted to check in, see how you're doing. Really just wanted to hear your voice again.
Good to hear your voice too.
Listen, I was calling to say that I might be gone a little longer than I thought I would, so I wanted to make sure that you and Andrew are okay.
Wait, what do you mean longer? You didn't say how long you plan to be gone.
Oh, didn't I? No, I guess I didn't. Well, whatever it was going to be, it might be a little longer. It might not, but just in case, I wanted to...
Hey, what exactly are you saying right now?
I have to go. I just realized I left the stove on,
Kate,
too, and I
Kate,
need to switch it off
to
before
me.
It,
Are you okay?
I gotta
wrong.
Go. Bye.
Kate.
I love you. You couldn't even say that. God, what the hell is wrong with me?
Going over what we were able to gather this morning, and I have a few ideas. One, we know there must be a secondary entrance to the bunker. Morrison was already down below when Bill found him, and his car wasn't anywhere near the hatch, so he must have his own way in. Likely locations are an access point somewhere inside OCPD, possibly in his office, a passage that leads directly from his house, a connection to the sewer system somewhere below town, which we may be able to find if we can just get our hands on.
Sam.
Rob, hi, how are you? Are you feeling any better?
Kind of. Jerry said I should probably eat something. I haven't had anything since lunch yesterday.
Of course. Refrigerator's just back there. What do you want?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to make you a caramel macchiato.
Huh? Jerry has an espresso machine?
Well, no, but... I mean, he does have a coffee pot and some caramel syrup and some, I think it's coconut milk. Let me look.
I don't think that's coconut.
No, it's almond milk. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, but I don't think you can make it.
It'll be fine. How hard can it be?
Sam, I really don't need you to...
Just sit tight. I've had lots of practice making my own food over the last 6 months. I've got this. So, how did you and Bill meet?
He didn't tell you?
I never asked.
We met in high school. I knew I was gay by then, but I wasn't out to, well, anyone, really. I had a crush on Bill, but I didn't tell him for nearly 3 years. I didn't think he knew I existed until we ended up working on an English project together. We had to give a presentation on Lord Byron, of all people. I think the teacher just picked his name out of a hat. It was... She turned bright red the moment we mentioned he was bi. But, that's
Let's just say Bill did more than mention it when we were in the library after school.
Shoot. Coffee's gone cold. Someone must have unplugged the pot. Give me a second.
Anyway, we didn't tell anyone, but we started dating after that. Stayed together all of senior year, which mostly meant catching little moments alone when we could. But then Bill's sister saw us kissing behind the gym. She told his parents, and, well, there was barely any discussion the way Bill tells it, just a lot of screaming before they threw him out and disowned him. My folks let him stay at our house for a while, in separate rooms, of course. They weren't quite as backwards as Bill's folks, but they still didn't approve. Bill and I left Utah right after graduation and never looked back. We've been together.
Oh, shit.
What? Are you okay?
Fine. Just spilled the coffee. I think I still have enough to finish this.
Do you need some help?
No, I've got it. Great, now the milk's gone cold.
Couldn't you just help put it in the pot?
Yeah, good idea.
Do you need me to get a mop or something?
No, I'll get it later. How am I going to get this to froth?
I think you can just whisk it like that. Yeah, I've seen people do that online.
Okay, I'll try that. Where does Jerry keep the... there it is. So, how long have you and Bill been together, then?
God, it's gonna be 12 years this January. We were gonna go to Fiji. I don't know what I'm gonna do without him.
Here you go. One caramel macchiato a la bit. Oh, wait, hold on. I forgot the caramel.
This is fine. I really don't need...
Enjoy?
Thanks. I think I'm gonna lie down.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't see you there.
That's fine. No harm done.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'll get this all cleaned up.
You heard all that, right?
What?
What Rob was saying. You weren't just pretending to listen, right?
No, I... Of course I was listening. I didn't know what to say.
Well, that's fair, I guess. You know what I heard?
No. Wait, were you eavesdropping?
I was making sure Rob would be okay. You have a tendency to be a little indelicate when it comes to other people's feelings.
That's a nice way of putting it. How'd I do this time?
Not too bad, considering the circumstances.
What circumstances?
Don't make me spell it out for you, Sam.
I don't know what to do, Jerry. If he loses Bill...
Then make sure it doesn't happen.
What?
Get Bill back.
How?
I don't know. But I don't want to see someone I care about lose the person they love like that. Not again. Get your shit together. Save Bill. Stop Morrison.
I don't know if I can. Kate and Maria...
will make the right choice for themselves. But right now, their options are leaving Bill to die or joining a suicide mission. You need to make sure it's a choice they can actually live with.
Okay.
the hell? Ouch. Oh, God. My back.
Morning, Bill.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's no way to greet your partner now, is it?
You're not my partner. You're not even human.
Try not to be so narrow-minded, Bill. It's not a good look for you.
Where am I?
I think you know exactly where you are. After all, you've been here before.
Chief? Chief, listen, I don't know what DeWitt told you, but you don't
say have your strength, Tyler. You're gonna need it. Keep an eye on him. I'm going to check the generators.
Roger that. What?
So you went from terrorizing Sam to following Morrison's orders, huh? How did that happen?
Well, soon after I saved Sam, I had a bit of an argument with the Echo. Ended with me short a couple of legs, dragging myself down the highway. Morrison found me and gave me a choice. Take Sam's place or go back in the deep freezer again. Permanently. Not a difficult choice.
Take Sam's place? What is... Is my partner? Or...
Not at all. Morrison just paired us up at the last minute to try and keep me in check. Guess he thought you'd be a good influence or something.
So then Sam was supposed to... What? Be a part of this thing?
Oh, very good, Tyler. Gold star. Yeah, Sam was supposed to be part of this thing. Or, to be more precise, he was supposed to be the central axis of this little psychic wheel. And I was supposed to be where you are right now. Locked in a Faraday cage, burning up my brain for fuel.
But won't this thing, you know, kill you?
If I was in your seat, yeah, probably. If I'm in that chair when the veil closes, I'll ride it out in the eye of the storm. Last man standing. You? Well, the last person in your seat didn't make it, and they had magic mushroom in their veins.
Oh,
still.
Wait. Amanita's dead?
What? No, she's fine. A little worse for wear, but still alive. You're actually cellmates with her now. Say hi, Amanita.
The source of all it was not only a chemist within me, and without me, and beyond me, and below me, and before me, forever.
And that's definitely enough of that. She hasn't been the same since Hyde kicked the bucket. Should have seen it coming, but I'd hope they'd last longer.
Who else do you have down here? How many people have you and Morrison killed?
Don't get hysterical on me now, Bill. Like Morrison said, you're gonna need your strength. And besides, you wouldn't recognize most of what we got down here as people anyway. One or two of them even tried to kill you.
And what about Ned LaRue, huh? Was he ever real?
Bits and pieces of him. I used to work in Houston once upon a time. Well, I say work. And I took this face off an old buddy of mine from a coup d'etat back in Serbia. But his name wasn't LaRue. I just made that up.
What about that girlfriend in Paris? You know, I didn't believe that for a second.
Hey, now that part was actually true. Though to be fair, I was the cosmetics executive at the time, not the police officer. And it was New York, not Houston.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
You know the best part of immortality, Bill? You live long enough, every story ends up being true. Makes lying a hell of a lot easier.
All right, we're ready to go.
Are the generators up to capacity?
Of course they are. Stop stalling and get in the chair.
I'm not stalling, I'm just... We should probably start at a lower power level with Bill. Make sure we don't burn him out on the first go.
We run at 100%.
Don't you want to interrogate him about Sam?
What I want is for you to stop talking and give me something other than dead bodies and excuses. You manage that well, then Sam stops being a problem. Comfortable, Tyler?
Yeah, it's a really nice space in here. I really love what you've done with the place. Fuck you, Morrison.
Good. This thing feeds on emotions. The stronger, the better. not be totally compatible, but, well, beggars can't be choosers. Start the cycle.
You know what I... what I am before tonight?
No.
Haven't done anything to me, huh?
Oh, you still work. Well, since you didn't hear what happened in there, we're fucked. Morrison has Bill, and Bill knows we're all here. It's only a matter of time before he talks, so I need to be ready to go and...
Are you ever?
Can't catch a break these days. Yeah, I'm here.
Everything okay, Maria?
Fine, just checking. I've got everything I need in here.
Everything you need for what?
Just everything I need. Look, I'll be back in a minute and
you're
then
running
we'll go
away,
and...
aren't you?
I'm fine. Yes, I am. And you should be too.
Maria.
You have a kid, Kate. A family to get back to. Sam's plan is... Well, it's not even a plan. He's going to get us all killed if we follow him down there.
We can't just leave Bill to die down there.
Why not? You don't really know him. Neither do I. I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but he's... Chances are he's already dead. And if he isn't, he will be long before we can get to him.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. If Anna couldn't get out of there alive, then there's no way any of us can. God, it was a mistake coming back here. Morrison owns this town, and we need to get as far away from here as we can. There's no other way out of this.
I can't leave.
What do you mean, you can't leave?
Anna called me just before she left L.A. She didn't tell me what she was doing. She didn't ask for my help, but I could tell she was in trouble. That she was in over her head, but I... I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And I wasn't there for her. Not when she needed me. She saved my son, Maria. Did she ever tell you that? She saved Andrew from the Echo, and I couldn't even bring myself to ask if she was okay. And the next thing I heard, she was gone. I can't do that again. I can't leave Bill knowing I could have done something to save him. I couldn't live with myself if I ran away now. And I don't think you could either.
You have no idea what I've already lost, Kate. I can't stay here and lose all of you.
No idea what you lost. She was my sister, Maria. Whether or not she's dead, we both lost her, and we'll both end up losing Bill if either of us runs away.
If it comes down to it...
I won't let it come to that. I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good. Come on. I'll help you put the stuff back.
Maria, get in here. I think I have something.
Are you good to go back inside? I can tell him to buzz off.
No, I'm fine. The day I can't face up to Sam Bailey is the day I stop being me. Oh, shit, I guess that's all I'm taking.
Okay, November 8th, supplemental. It's about noon now, and I've been going through everything that's happened in the past year. I think I might have found something I missed before. Marie and Kate are right there. Good. We can get started.
What did you find?
Well, I didn't find anything per se. More like I remembered something. Hold on, let me find that tape.
What? What tape?
The one I made in Hackett Shore last May. There's something the Echo said that's been nagging at me, but I just couldn't figure out why until... Ah, got it.
Point. As usual. What am I, Bailey?
You're... The Echo.
A stupid name, but it works, I guess. I'm a reflection. A refraction. I take the voices of the living and copy them back into the world. But for some reason...
See?
Not really.
The voices of the living. That's how the Echo described the way she copied people. She couldn't copy my voice because I'm... Well, I'm not technically alive, so... If she couldn't copy my voice, then...
She shouldn't have been able to copy Anna's, either. Not if Morrison killed her.
I don't know about that. It copied her voice years ago, so... Maybe it wouldn't need her.
Wait, there's something else on this tape. Hold on, let me find it.
Got out ahead of the rest of the team. But they're
not far enough.
I don't think you want to hear this. I'll restart the recording in a minute. I mean, if I'm not murdered before then. Hello? Who's there?
Are you sure that wasn't just, you know, the Echo?
I thought that at first, but if it was, then why would the Echo try to warn me about one of her own duplicates? Why would she tell me to run?
That sounded like her.
Like who?
Anna. The Anna I saw in Lake Isabella. She sounded exactly like that. Like she was struggling to speak from... Wherever she is now.
Wait, you're not saying that...
Anna isn't dead. Morrison didn't get her. Somehow she's still alive.
But that's... There's nowhere she could have gone, and she was...
You didn't actually see her get shot, did you? You just heard the gunshots in Morrison's voice?
I... No. I... didn't.
She must have survived somehow. Maybe she found another way out of the tunnels and went to hiding, or maybe Morrison still has her locked up down there.
We have to go down there. Now.
Agreed. We have no idea what kind of state she and Bill will be in, but...
We'll figure it out once we find them.
You're sure about this? Both of you? No reservations?
Plenty. But not enough to stop me. Not now.
Kate?
Anna told me to find you two for a reason. I think this is it.
All right, then. Let's go get our people back.
Okay.
honey. Are you okay?
I'm okay, Peter. I'm fine. Things were a little shaky there for a minute, but I'm better now. Is Andrew back from school yet?
Yeah. I just picked him up. We're going out for ice cream now. Say hi to Mommy, Andrew.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, are you and Daddy having fun?
We're going to get ice cream.
That's right, buddy. I'll be home in about an hour. What's happening with you?
We got a new lead on Anna's disappearance. Yeah, it's, frisky. But, we got a plan. I just wanted you to know.
Wow. Risky is risky.
I really don't know. But I can't walk away from it and be okay with myself. Not after everything that's happened. I have to try.
Okay.
Okay? Is that all you have to say?
What more do you want? My permission. We both know that you don't need it. If you think this is the right thing to do, well, I wouldn't want to be the person standing in your way. Just,
what is it?
Do you think you'll be able to come home after this? Not permanently, but we just miss you. That's all. I miss you.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 49, I Will Show You Fear. Starring Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Amitola Lomas as Maria Soule, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Chris Martin as Robert Quincy, Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, James Kane as Peter Slate, and Alejandro Cejudo as Amanita, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and Virginia Spotts, and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter @SheridanTapes and on Instagram @TheSheridanTapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella. Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.